WSOL HD2 Muley. W272CQ Jacksonville. Sunny 102.3. Jacksonville's greatest hits. Always loved on Sunny 102.3.
Let's get back to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3. The Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to join the show, our call-in number is 831-1023. That's 831-1023. And now, here he is, the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale, his trusty sidekick, Joe Dion, and Jeff, the king of the fish dip, Altman.
Okay, hour number two. We put hour number one in the books.
It's done.
It's history, bub.
History.
We do have a podcast, though.
It'll be on a podcast.
Yes, next week. You can check out the app. Go to that app, Gone Fishing Show's app. Pull that up and listen to shows from previous weeks. It's a good deal. I got some tides for you, too. Tomorrow's tides. Mayport. We got a low tide. That's a good thing. 5:30 in the morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's way early.
Yep. Dames Point low at 6:30, so you're talking incoming tide all morning. Yeah. Dames Point low at 6:30 with a 0.1. Downtown Jacksonville low 7:25 a.m. with a 0.2. And Ortega River area, you got a low at 8:15 a.m. with a 0.1.
So about 6 hours after that, it'll be high?
Yeah, it'll be high. And then after high, it what? Goes low?
Yeah, it goes slack.
It turns around.
No, it goes slack.
It goes slack, and then it turns around and goes low. So we got a high about midday. And then we got a low afternoon.
Should be some good fishing.
Yeah.
Then showers are starting to build up. About an hour later.
We're starting to get these afternoon pop-ups now. It's getting that cycle in July where, you know, the mornings are pretty good. It's awfully hot out. But the afternoons, those storms start to pop up, and they don't last too long.
Yeah, but I tell you what, when you're out on the water, please, people, if you see those storms building like that, get off the water.
Yeah, get off the water. Don't chance it.
There is so much lightning and lightning strikes. I was over on Southside Boulevard yesterday, and lightning was hitting around, and, I mean, they were real close.
Yeah, I just went outside, and it's thundering and lightning right now. Yeah. So that's good news for you guys. So maybe the storms to get over with, cool things down, and then your concert tonight with
Rolling Stones.
Mick and the Boys.
Going to the Rolling Stones. 30 years since I last went down.
Yeah, I was there.
Joe, evidently we had somebody already go to the app, and they sent me a text or something on Facebook. There were a little confusion there.
Okay.
An individual, now if I've read that app correct, an individual can join Fish Florida for free.
Yeah.
And where they, if they saw where there was a pay, that's for a business.
Right.
Okay. I just want to make sure. That's the first Fish Florida app. Join Fish Florida. If you're an individual, you can join for free. If you're a business, there's a lot of benefits for a business to join it. And so don't get confused on that. And
yeah. So you can join. There's a join now. It's click here to listen. Mark your business. Yep.
Okay.
Proceeds go back, so on and so forth. So,
okay.
Yep.
All right.
It's even got a cookie policy. Do they sell cookies or they don't sell them, do they?
Chocolate chips.
I love sugar. I've been eating sugar cookies lately. I used to love chocolate chip, but I've been eating sugar cookies.
Well, I can't get my diabetes under control, so it looks like they're going to have to put me on a stronger medicine. I guess all the 70 years of eating McDonald's has caught up with me. My doctor says that the our generation is the McDonald's generation, and we got the diabetes to prove it.
Yeah,
type two.
I'll give you a rundown real quick, Rick. Just on one of these things here, they got a buoy report, fishing license, lodging, lunar table, find a guide, fishing spots, Florida surf report, red tide status, reef and shipwrecks, tide report. Wrecks and reefs GPS coordinates.
y'all can get your kayaks.
They got numbers, baby.
Yeah, you get your kayaks out there with those numbers. And
I'll take your kayak out there as long as there's a boat right next to me.
Club. You can come join the offshore club and get a whole list of numbers.
Yeah. Well, phone numbers or?
Yeah, phone numbers too. Mm-hmm. Phone numbers. Buoy numbers, all kinds of stuff.
My black book's filled up, but I don't have no room for them.
Okay, guys. Boy, you can tell I'm getting old.
Yeah. We can tell by looking at you, bud.
I am a good-looking man for my...
For his age.
Listen to him laugh. I mean, he's the only guy you see coming around the corner before his face comes around.
My belly is not that big.
Uh-huh. Okay, the FWC... at his July meeting in Stuart, they are going to talk about short fin mako.
It's a shark.
Yes, yeah, a shark. Effective January 1, 2020, the minimum size limit for recreational harvest will increase from 54 to 83 inches at the fork.
Increase
from 54 to 83. The size increase is required by the Atlantic States Marine Fishery Commission to provide consistency with the federal changes that are going on. But let me tell you what.
That's a 7-foot fish.
That's a 7-foot shark.
Shark.
Yes, sir.
Shark but fish.
Let me tell you about this fish here. The short fin tuna. I mean, short.
Shark?
Yikes. they average. When it comes to size of these sharks, they are pretty large. They grow on an average to a length of 13 feet.
That's a big shark.
That's a big shark. Short fin mako sharks are the members of, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. And they will grow at a rate that is 2 times faster than some of the other species that are inside the same family. The male short fin makos typically reach maturity once they are approximately 7 feet in length, and the females are mature at about 8.5 feet in length.
Does it tell an age for them to get that size?
No, it didn't.
I know the mako and the sheep's head have the same dentist.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen a Mako.
Uh-huh. It had the same dentist. And guess what, guys? This shark here, there's no shark that can swim quite like the short fin Mako shark. They are one of the fastest sharks in the ocean. The speed, you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
That was thunder.
Yep.
The speeds and distances which these Makos can swim are unbelievable. Short fin Makos have been estimated to swim at a constant speed of 22
knots.
Miles an hour.
MPH?
MPH. That's so that's pretty darn fast for somebody to be swimming.
Is it a constant speed?
Constant speed. They have a burst of more than 49 miles an hour. You might as well say they have burst up to 50 miles an hour. And that's traveling, boy.
Yeah, that's...
They have been known to travel 1,299 miles in a little over a month. Once they've been tagged and they followed. So, but the shark is a very edible shark, and it's endangered. So now they are increasing the length to be able to keep the shark. And it's not done officially yet, but that's supposed to be, again, let me recheck that, effective January 1st, 2020. That's when the
it's
shark
It's really increased. Amazing with, you know, all the shark research now. You know, you got O-Search and everything, and I get stuff on Facebook all the time from them. And, you know, so I see all the big great whites and stuff that they've tagged that are all pinging up off of Nova Scotia and everything. And you've got them, those guys coming down, going into the Gulf, and, you know,
right.
Just they cruise up and down the coast.
This shark here travels so fast, it goes all over the world.
Yeah.
Because he can travel. Now, they seem to believe that the Mako does have its babies off the coast of San Francisco. Because they catch a lot of smaller Makos right over there in that area there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nursery area.
The nursery area, yep. Exactly.
Well, as you're speaking of babies, I'm going to bring this up. Did you go snapper fishing?
No.
Okay.
I didn't.
Well, we've got something here which I'm not quite sure what the deal is, but I think FWC or whoever had a little boo-boo this year.
They didn't have any size limit.
They scheduled the redfish season at the wrong time of the year because these fish
are having rows.
Yep. This fella here, he says every snapper he brought on his boat bursting with fat sacks of roe and milt.
Yeah. Yep.
He says 100% of fish I gutted this week were ready to blow. Commercial and recreational season is wide open. The full breadth of a waxing and full moon phase, of course, these fish will be fornicating. I don't understand the logic. There are way more big fish now, which is great, but this is quite an oversight that just doesn't bode well for the credibility of the resource managers or the health of the fish they are responsible for protecting.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't understand it either.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a breeding season, you know, and
they're cutting
look at all the millions and millions of eggs that aren't being produced now because they've, you know,
yeah. I mean, this is just for your FYI. This is not an argument about recreational versus commercial. This is about harvesting mass numbers at the wrong time of year. If they're spawning now, which regulators should know by now, then harvest by everyone should be delayed until they've had a chance to release gametes for the year. This is basic fisheries biology.
You know what? The reason I think they moved it up is because all the days before. Storms.
Bad weather.
And
so if we do it right in the middle of summer, we're not going to have that bad weather like that.
904-831-1023. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunny 102.3 on the FM side. We've got an app.
That was Joe's old voice.
The Gone Fishing Show. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at Real Keeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give Real Keeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future, our commitment.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rod.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the microwave guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847. You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com. Let's get back to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3. The Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to join the show, our call-in number is 831-1023. That's 831-1023. And now, here he is, the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale, his trusty sidekick, Joe Dion, and Jeff, the King of the Fish Dip, Altman.
And we're back.
And you were the only one that was able to break away and get the ICAST this year, and everything I've read and talked to people, they said it was one of the best shows that they've ever seen down there.
It was a good show.
It was a good show, huh?
I think it was a little smaller this year, though. You know, I didn't see as many boats out there, you know, outside and stuff. But the inside, just the casting pool was a little smaller. But, I mean, it was a great show. A lot of new products out there.
You see anything that really impressed you?
Nah. Just, you know, I mean.
New colors.
Yeah.
Same product, yeah, new colors.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I mean, there's hooks. Hooks are pretty much hooks. There's a lot of different manufacturers and things like that. So, I didn't really, you know, I mean, American Tackle's got some new microwave guides that they're putting on, you know, some new blanks that are coming out. G. Loomis had a really nice, some blanks that were coming out.
Best of show, my friend.
Yeah. You know, there was a lot of stuff around, you know, there, you're always finding new products from, some companies. There's a few new companies out there that are, you know, smaller startup companies that are just getting into the business and trying to get their names out. But, you know, overall it was a great show.
Good.
Saw Scott down there with Fish Bites. They had a really nice booth down there. And,
you know, we cannot.
Yeah.
Cannot keep that product. And,
you know, and they're talking about getting it, you know, for overseas and things like that, but you know, just getting everything together. And I mean, basically, if people don't know, ICAST is a trade show for the fishing industry.
Right. Matter of fact, my employees didn't know it. They want to know why. You know, our store, I've never seen so many empty pegs after 1 week.
Yeah.
And they came in and wiped us out. And then my employees go, well, why aren't we getting anything in? I said, everybody said ICAST.
Yeah. Exactly.
We couldn't get it. You know, stuff started coming in today. We got a thousands of dollars.
I got probably a stack a foot tall or so of
catalogs
for you. So,
I love it. I love
you know
it.
You'll have plenty of stuff to look at. That's for sure.
You
know, Railblaza and
I saw that
Yak Attack had some really good products out there.
The kayak business has dwindled down quite a bit. There's been such a flood of crappy kayaks, and people are buying them. You know, I hate to say this, but you get what you pay for.
Yeah, exactly.
So we haven't been stocking a whole bunch of stuff. Now we got what I consider the best price quality kayak in the world over there right now in the Liberty kayaks.
Yep.
And but you know, we're selling one here and one there. And we sold a tandem the other day, which was great.
Then
we were the title sponsor for the kayak division of the Kingfish Redfish tournament.
I think some little kid won that.
I'm just waiting for somebody to call.
Let me think.
I know it.
Kyle, maybe.
I hope, yes. And that's
Linnea's son.
One of our regulars on the show.
Yeah, I'm very proud of Kyle for doing that. Congratulations,
buddy.
Kyle.
If your mothers or dads listening,
yep, great job.
Great job, bud.
Beat out 40 other kayaks.
Yeah, good turnout for the kayak division. I was real happy with that.
I think Kyle's fish was, I think, around 6.5 pounds.
That's what I understand.
Something like that. I don't know the exact number, but.
He would have beat me out.
Yeah, yeah. He did a great job.
But the kayak business is. The market's been flooded with a lot of cheaper versions of kayaks, and so I just I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. But I'm happy with the line that we have. We have going down to one line, and it's Liberty Kayaks, and I'm loving dealing with the guy.
Yeah.
What I like about him, he's not closed-minded. If you have an idea, he'll sit there and listen to you. And then sometimes he makes the change, and sometimes he doesn't. But at least it's that he's not, that was ice cubes are my sign that I just got a message.
The world was that one.
Yep, that's ice cubes dropping in on that. But what else? Was there any one thing at ICAST that really got your fancy? The whole world?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of overwhelming
when
you go down there. I mean, I think this is fifth or sixth year.
Uh-huh.
And it's amazing just walking around, looking at all the new stuff, you know, talking. You see a lot of people that you haven't seen in a year or 2 years or so. And so it's a lot of mingling and things like that. You know, there's just a lot of new products that'll be coming out.
Would you get your picture with that beautiful girl again?
No, Bree wasn't there this year.
She wasn't there this year?
No. I talked to Rick, but I didn't get a picture with him.
No, Brie. No. She's the one to get a picture
with. I did get a picture with Guy Harvey. I ran into Guy a couple of times there.
Right.
And I saw Roland Martin. And, of course, Wild Bill from Deadliest Catch was there.
Right.
Always running into him. And
Fabrice recovering from having her first child, I believe.
I think she's got a couple of them.
Does she really?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say nothing.
Right. Rick, I don't think you're going to have to go to Maury to see if you're the baby daddy.
No. Oh, those days are definitely over with.
Thank God.
Isn't that the truth? Well, I want to congratulate Eagle Claw Hooks. They had the decency to go to the White House and receive an award. They're one of the top manufacturers making American-made products.
Yep.
And so
Eagle Monday, Claw and Trocar.
Uh-huh. Monday, July 15th, 2019, Eagle Claw Fish and Tackle Company participated in the third annual Made in America product showcase at the White House. And we sell a lot of Eagle Claw.
And you've got a big old thick book for them.
Oh, good, good. And so it's great to see some companies still producing here in the United States. Eagle Claw, which in my opinion is a good thing, they're the quickest rusting hook in the world, in my opinion.
Right.
But that's what you want, basically, because when you hook a fish and your hook gets, you have to cut the hook or whatever, at least it's going to come out of his mouth and out of the fish quickly and go into the ocean or river, whatever.
And I can firsthand tell you, those hooks are sharp.
They're the sharpest hooks, I think.
Yeah, that and Trocar. Trocar, I've got some heavy-duty hooks, some Trocars.
Trocar is part of Eagle Claw.
Yeah, yes. Uh-huh. And I use those for bull reds.
What's the other one? Daiichi?
Daiichi's a great hook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a great hook.
Yeah. Owner's another good hook.
Owner's a good hook, yeah.
But Eagle Claw is the only one, and Trocar is made here in the United States, actually manufactured here. And they're no more expensive than anybody else. Matter of fact, they're a little bit cheaper than a lot of the other hooks.
Now, your Trocars are a little bit more expensive.
Yeah, that's their
high-end
Eagle Claw. Yeah. Right, on that. So
luckily, they had a big bin of them, you know, so I grabbed a few.
I guess you did, didn't you? All right. Anything else, sir? I want to tell you what I'm falling in love with. I don't know if it was at the show. I'm sure he was at the show. Folsom Corporation. They've come out with a new rod, carbon fiber rod. It's kind of bluish in color. One of the finest rods I think I've ever used. And their brand is Tsunami.
Mm-hmm. And Tsunami's a good rod. I've got a couple of Tsunami rods.
Have you got some of the new carbon fiber rods yet?
I don't think I do.
Oh, they're about $100 and very, very good.
Now, I did see some nice rods. I've got brochures for them that were going to be retailed out at about $100 rod. And, man, they had some strength behind them.
Right.
They're really nice rods, good flexibility, good sensitivity. They're carbon fiber rods. Right. So
Tsunami's got that sealed reel now, too, don't they?
That's the one that when I did capsize my kayak,
right,
was in the water.
And you went back like 3 hours later
Fished it out, took it to Keith. Keith said there wasn't a drop of water inside the reel in the main parts, that those seals had worked. So it's
they did their job.
Yep. We got the Tsunami Shield and just some other brands that Tsunami's coming out with, which are really quality reels.
Some of the new lines that are coming out.
Right.
I mean,
it's
micro thin.
And
good stuff.
Okay.
904-831-1023. 904-831-1023. We've got 30 minutes to go in the Gone Fishing Show. You want to give us a call, do it now. We're on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Show. We have an app. Go to GoneFishingShow.com. That is the website. You can listen live streaming. You can download the app. And you can check out Rick's ugly mug. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
there's smoke, there's fire. And this summer at Sonny's Barbecue, we're fanning the flames. Introducing the all-new Smoke and Fire menu at Sonny's. For a limited time, we're turning up the heat with new features, like the Hot Lincoln Pimento Cheeseburger, Sweet and Spicy Wings, Brisket and Mac Egg Rolls, Loaded Hot Tots, and Brisket Grilled Cheese. Come tame the flames this summer at Sonny's Barbecue. Local pitmasters since 68.
What could possibly be hotter than the South Georgia summer sun? Only one thing! The Red Hot Clear the Lot Sell Down! Happening now at Woody Folsom Ford! Baxley! Over 80 brand new 18 model year Fords left. They're selling down at sacrificial prices. So come get you one, or two, or three. New 18 F-150 Mustangs, Explorer, Edges at sacrifice prices.
Or choose a new 19 F-150 and nail some 0% financing for 72 months. That's before we talk. And get that free lifetime powertrain warranty. Better get to Baxley and talk to me.
Hey, over 450 new F-150s in stock and over 250 Super Duties on the ground. Ain't nothing to it but to come on and get you a red hot deal today.
Better get to Baxley and the Red Hot Clear the Lot event at Woody Folsom Ford. It's hotter than hot.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
Bacon Fest is on at Wendy's. Wendy's sells the most bacon cheeseburgers in America, so we're celebrating with Bacon Fest and turning up the sizzle with the bacon double stack and the $5 biggie bag. Get ready for tons of hot and crispy bacon hits, like the $5 biggie bag featuring the bacon double stack, four nuggets, small fries, and a small drink for just $5. Only with Wendy's Bacon Fest.
Based on servings among quick service restaurants over a 12-month period ending March 2019. Source, the NPD Group Press. Price and participation may vary in Alaska.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon, you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
You'll do it right to spend less on the things you need to update and organize your home. Lowe's is here to help you save every day. Plus, bonus savings this week. Upgrade to a newer, more stylish ceiling fan and save with up to 20% off select Harbor Breeze ceiling fans. Reclaim your space with 18-gallon totes, now just $4.98 each, and available in four colors, coral, turquoise, green, and gray. Whatever's on your to-do list, today and every day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/24, U.S. only.
Let's get back to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3. The Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to join the show, our call-in number is 831-1023. That's 831-1023. And now, here he is, the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale, his trusty sidekick, Joe Dion, and Jeff, the King of the Fish Dip, Altman.
Guys, we're sitting on Phillips Highway and JTB. And we have a little thunderstorm going on.
Yeah, so we do.
If you have you're heading in this direction, we do have some rain coming, and or you'll be running into some rain. Okay, FWC at its July meeting in Stuart, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, FWC, approved a draft proposal to create a recreational limit for blackfin tuna. of 2 fish per person or 10 fish per vessel, whichever one is greater, and to extend this proposed regulation into federal waters. The proposal is expected to come before the commission for a final public hearing in October. Okay, and the staff, according to this article, has heard many complaints from fishermen worried about what's happening to the blackfin tuna. And to tell you a little bit about blackfin tuna, it is the smallest tuna species in this family, growing to be about 39 inches in length and weighing approximately 46 pounds at full size. Blackfin tuna have oval-shaped bodies. They have black backs with a slightly yellow on the finlets area. And they are found in the western Atlantic from Martha's Vineyard all the way to Brazil. So they are up and down the coast and, of course, right off our coast. Blackfin tuna, they hunt and eat crustaceans like crabs and shrimp. They're their main diet that they like. And they are short-lived fish, and this is something that's got a lot of people concerned. They are short-lived, fast-growing species. A five-year-old fish would be considered old. So the way they die off, if we do not allow them to reproduce and multiply, this is the reason why we're starting to see a shortage of these fish. They reach sexual maturity about 2 years and spawn in the ocean during the summer. The blackfin do like warmer water and prefer it to be right around no lower than 68 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's a very popular fish off our coast and off the coast of Florida, but it's one that, again, is short-lived, and if we do not allow it to produce, we could start having problems with that one, so they're going to be changing the regulations down to 2.
Is there anywhere that we can go to actually find out the longevity of fish?
You know,
I mean, there's got to be records of somewhere. You know, how long does a snapper live? How long does a redfish live? A grouper, a sheep's head, you know, what's the longevity average? Three years, 5 years, 10 years?
I get a notice from FWC from my store.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I see what fish are being regulated and what's going on and what concerns they are, I just type in the fish's name, and a bunch of different stories will pop up on that fish.
Like Jim or Tom or Fred, or like the name of the fish?
Name of the fish.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And
because some fish have real names, too.
Yeah, like Jack.
Pet fish.
Like Jack.
Jack, yep.
Yeah. Great, Trina.
Yeah.
I shut him up for a while. That one shut him up for a while.
The elusive Trina fish?
The Trina fish. Okay. Anyway, yes, in all seriousness to you, Joe, that's what I do. I get 2 or 3 notices from FWC each week on what's going on and what to look for. And then if you basically type that fish in, you don't have to type in the technical name, which I can't pronounce half the time anyway. Just the common name that the average fisherman use, the fish will pop up, and you can find just about all that information on it and on that. So
yeah, it'd be kind of interesting to, you know, which species lives the longest, right? You know,
I never thought about a fish dying, a major fish like a blackfin tuna,
yeah,
dying off in 5 years like that. People, that's thunder over our heads.
That's big thunder.
Big thunder.
That's what I was talking about. If you're anywhere near the water, you know, get off of it. Mm. Do not play with lightning. I did a job last week, and I pulled up. I'm grabbing my cages, and it's around the lake area. And there's lightning hitting. I had to go over by where the swimming pool was. And there's a girl. She's, like, getting out of her car, unpacking her stuff, and there's a younger guy and another girl up at the swimming pool, and I'm just like, oh, my God, they're jumping in the pool, just, you know, mm-hmm. not a care in the world.
Yeah.
And there's lightning, like, striking all around, and I'm petrified. All I want to do is get back in my truck.
Yep.
And, you know.
Yeah, lightning hits the inside of a pool. I think it, what was the stats on the water level, the temperature of the water level?
I don't know.
It rises.
You're going to be stew.
Yeah, yeah.
That will turn you into stew real quick.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's storming out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And we got a good one coming.
Yeah.
This is what they call a gully washer.
It's a gully washer, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, as far as the tides for tomorrow, like I mentioned earlier, you got a low in the morning, 5:30 at the jetties, and 8:15 in Ortega. So you're going to have incoming tide all day tomorrow morning. Is that ideal?
Yeah, midday.
You know, but I prefer the other way. You know.
I don't. I
do you prefer
it.
High? You like it?
I like that incoming
low coming
tide.
In?
We have Sunday, we have a Heroes on the Water event. We're going to be out at
Cedar Point.
I ran that off, and I must have forgot about it. Thank you, Jeff.
What do you want to know about it? I might be able to tell you.
Do I need to remind Keith again about the...
No, I asked Keith about that, and...
He'll take care of it.
Yes, sir. I already reminded him. Northeast Florida, Heroes in the Water Chapter, Browns Creek, August the 4th.
That's August, not July.
Okay.
This is our July event.
Okay, it'll be July 21st.
Yeah.
I missed the July one. Go ahead. Tell us about it, Jeff.
We'll be this Sunday at Cedar Point.
Where's Cedar Point at?
Way up yonder.
Yeah, it's over off of New Berlin Road.
Uh-huh.
You go over the Dames Point and where the gate station is, you take a left right there. That's New Berlin.
Around where our shrimp lady is.
Then you run you run that for miles until it hangs a right, and then you go miles more, and that's where Cedar Point's at.
I think the rain just opened
up. No, that's the AC, bud.
Yeah, that was the AC. I can actually see out that window over there.
Is it raining?
And it's not raining.
It's just
a lot of noise.
A lot of noise. I mean, some of those felt the building shake a little bit. So, hopefully we're still on the air.
I never thought about it. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
As long as that red light's on, we're on the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been in my truck in thunderstorms like this, and all of a sudden you don't hear anybody talking on the radio anymore.
They're finding out now it's not climate change that's causing the reefs off the Key West to get bleached out and start deteriorating. What they're finding out is after they have a major rain, the bleaching starts of the...
All the toxins and everything.
All the toxin, all the fertilizers and everything
all
else.
All the fertilizers, all the waste from the cars, you know? I mean, you got all everything. The oil and everything. This all flushing down into the water that goes into our rivers and lakes and oceans and everything else.
That's exactly what's starting to kill the coral reefs. And it says, for years, agricultural runoff and improperly treated sewer have flowed into the Florida ocean waters from the northern Everglades. What else happened to the Everglades, people? We had a lot of that crap coming out of the sugar mills going back into the back of the Everglades and not being filtered properly. So I'm wondering, is some of that pollutant from the sugar mills is also getting into the ocean and then causing it to bleach out and kill some of the coral reef? Okay, we're going to be taking a break here.
And we come back, we're going to talk about some red snapper results here from, last week or so. We've got a little bit of some statistics. And we're going to tell you about them.
That's going to be our last segment for the day.
831-1023.
Fast show. Very good show, guys.
831-1023. Gone Fishing Show's Jacksonville, Florida, Sunny 102.3 FM. Y'all stand by. We're going to be right back, and we'll talk about some snapper that were caught this week. Bye.
Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2019 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2019 fishing season with a Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the Fat Cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
No matter how well maintained your boat is, things can still happen. Props get sheared off, water pumps fail, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing on water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. The average tow is around $700. Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. Or give them a call at 249-4422. That's 249-4422.
Let's get back to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3. The Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to join the show, our call-in number is 831-1023. That's 831-1023. And now, here he is, the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale, his trusty sidekick, Joe Dion, and Jeff, the King of the Fish Dip, Altman.
Okay, we're back.
And Rick's choking over here. So, Joe, tell us about some snapper.
Well, I'll tell you something. Snapper.
There was a bunch of
snapper.
Them.
Yep.
I saw some beautiful pictures of fish people brought.
This is, these are from the South Atlantic Fish Management Council. Initial fishing reports are in for weekend one of the 2019 Atlantic Red Snapper season. My fish count, it's called My Fish Count, reported weekend highlights. Largest red snapper reported, doesn't mean it was the largest caught, just the largest on record that for this report here, 38 inches and weighed 28 pounds.
That's a nice one.
Smallest red snapper was 8 inches.
Well, there was no limit.
Other fish reported included amberjack, gag grouper, king mackerel, and bank sea bass.
Bank
sea bass.
Oh, there's one I got to look up.
I bet that's supposed to be black sea bass.
Yeah.
Sounds like a typo to me.
Well, it could be. It could be in the financial market. It could be one of those financial market, you know, Wall Street sea bass. So,
well, can you read yet? Have you learned to read?
Yeah. Species reported during the first Atlantic Red Snapper mini-season weekend, gray triggerfish, 3%. I'm going to say it again, bank sea bass.
They got it again that way,
yep.
Huh?
Yeah, they do. Yep, 12%. Red snapper, 64%. Other, 15%. So that's telling me the amount of fish that they brought up. Yeah. The amount of fish that came over the rails of these boats, 68% of them were red snapper. The rest of them were trigger fish, sea bass, and other. Other meaning could have been sharks, whatever. So in other words, it's telling me the snapper are out there and they're saying they're, you know.
How long have people been telling us they're trying to catch grouper, but they can't get the bait down? Because the snapper eats it before they can try to get down to the grouper.
Right.
Okay, and there is a bank sea bass.
Yeah.
How about that? What is
it? It's not a black bass. It's not a black sea bass. This one's an olive color and
really
has some.
Now, I'm sorry, that's one I haven't
heard
about.
Or pretty fish.
Wonder if it's good and edible.
Well, let's visit it and see
looks like it's edible. I'd eat it.
It's in the grouper family, pale olive or brassy brown in color with indistinct black blotches that form vertical bearings. Wow. Similar fish are rock sea bass.
I've heard of those.
Yep.
But bank.
Yep.
I have not.
Found offshore in deep water with rocks and reefs.
Okay, people, it is officially hammering out there.
I mean, the rain is, it sounds like the roof's coming down.
The wind is blowing really, really hard.
Believe this or not now, the bank grouper, Rick, get this. It undergoes sex change, starting life as a female, changing to male after 3 to 4 spawning seasons.
Must be a Democrat.
Feeds on the bottom.
Okay, Rick just lost it.
Taking squid crustaceans.
Joe can't even talk. Small, oh my God, I got Joe snorting like a pig now.
Slang names are squirrelfish, Charlie Brown, and golden sea bass.
And Caitlin.
And Caitlin.
Good bait for cobia, grouper, and large snapper. Take your phone back. Get away from me, man.
What'd you do? Turn it off inside that room? So you.
Okay. All right. We got through that one. Did I just hear the end of the show start?
Oh, man.
Wow. All right.
Jeff, you stopped the whole show. Get it going again now.
We might even do a Jaguars report next week.
Well, tomorrow ought to be a good day for fishing in the morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
The water in the morning has been absolutely beautiful. The ocean, if anybody wants to try, you know, beyond the breakers, now would be a time to do it. Kingfish are on the beach. Tarpon are on the beach.
Yep.
If you can get out there, you know, try to net you some pogies or use a bottom rig. Catch a whiting, a bluefish, something like that.
People, the most of the pogies I've heard about have been to the south.
Yep.
And to the south on Red Tops, and then a little bit back towards Jack's Beach.
Yep.
That's where they've been coaching.
Any social reports on social media about where some of these kings are being caught? Are they on the beach or are they going off?
I have
nothing
not.
Off the beach.
We got ours. We got one. We're within 2 miles of the beach.
Okay.
From where caught our bait. We shot out a little bit.
Well, when I say beach, I'm talking about
pier.
The length of the pier, you know, a quarter of a mile, half a mile at the most.
Flagler's catching them.
Flagler
always does, yeah.
And Flagler's catching some nice kingfish, and this is a much smaller pier than ours was. Mm-hmm. It was.
Because when ours got blown up with the fireworks,
then
me and Thomas Ferdy went to Flagler a couple of times.
Yeah.
And, they catch some good fish down there.
You know, people want to, you know, take their kayaks out and try it. You know, the weather's right for it right now. Well, not right this minute, but
going out early in the morning.
Early in the morning, you know, I mean, I see it on the news. I'll have Channel 4 on, they show the beach cams and stuff, and the water's just oil glass.
If you get out there between beautiful. 6 and 8 o'clock, between 5:30 and 8 o'clock in the morning, and throw a nice top water out there, you're going to get you a nice trout.
You're going to get a nice trout or a red.
Yep.
Red fish would be good.
There's a lot of good fish in the
and that's a good opportunity the before right the beach now, starts getting crowded beach. With people, because once everybody's, you know, gets down the beach, you can't cast anywhere. You got to go south.
Hey, thank you all very much for listening. Guys, this is a great show today. Y'all did a great job. I appreciate it. This is the Gone Fishing Show, and Joe's going to sign us off here, people.
Put this number in your phone for next week, 904-831-1023. Give us a call. You got any questions, y'all think about it. You got a whole week to do it. Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. You have been listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show, and we will see everybody next week on the Gone Fishing Show. Good day.
Depot's making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Get organized with three sizes of Husky racks during the Pack Store Save event at the Home Depot, where the 77-inch Husky 4-shelf welded steel garage shelving unit is now a new lower price of $169. These racks are easy to assemble and hold up to 1,500 pounds per shelf, so you can put anything big and bigger in its place. Today is the day for doing. Find storage solutions during the Pack Store Save event at the Home Depot.